BBC News with Sue Montgomery. America has said military strikes on Islamic State extremists mark the beginning of a sustainable and persistent campaign against the Islamic State jihadists. Last night, five Arab nations were involved with the United States in waves of attacks on IS positions in Syria. President Obama said the Islamic militants would be denied a safe haven anywhere. Ali McBull reports from Washington.
The Pentagon's described the airstrikes in Syria as very successful, saying they targeted militant training centers, command and control facilities, and storage hubs. Unverified reports from a Syrian rights group says at least 120 militants were killed, both from Islamic State and an Al-Qaeda affiliate, but also said there have been some civilian deaths. President Obama has been keen to stress it's not America's fight alone, and Arab states actively carried out some of the airstrikes in Syria. When asked how long this campaign could last, one American official said, "We should be thinking in terms of years."
The United Nations Refugee Agency says it's preparing for the arrival of several hundred thousand Syrian refugees in Turkey as Islamic State militants are advancing on the border town of Kobani. Imogen Folks has more.
Dozens of villages across Syria's Kurdish north are already deserted. Now Islamic State is approaching the major border town of Kobani. Population 400,000. The UN is preparing for all of those people to flee into Turkey, amid widespread reports of serious violations, including the deliberate killing of women and children. No one wants to risk waiting for Islamic State to arrive. Syria's refugees already number more than 3 million. Now that could rise by another 500,000.
President Obama has warned that the climate is changing faster than efforts are being made to address the problem. Speaking at a UN summit, he said the United States acknowledged its part in causing climate change and promised to do more to reduce carbon emissions. He said he had agreed with the Chinese vice premier that the two biggest polluters had the responsibility to lead the fight. The Vatican says it's arrested a former papal ambassador on suspicion of child abuse. It said Josef Zasowski is under house arrest inside Vatican City. Here's David Willey.
The senior Vatican diplomat, who was recalled to Rome last year, was formally charged by the Vatican's chief prosecutor with the sexual abuse of children in the Dominican Republic between 2008 and 2013. It's the first time that such a senior prelate has been arrested inside the Vatican. A Vatican spokesman said that for health reasons, he's not being held in the Vatican's police cell, but he's been granted house arrest. He's expected to be tried later this year by a Vatican tribunal.
BBC News. The Spanish government has withdrawn its controversial plans to limit the right to abortion. The Conservative Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, had wanted heavy restrictions, making it available only in cases of rape and when there was a risk to the mother's health. But he said the governing Popular Party had not been able to reach agreement on the proposals. Abortion is currently freely available up to the 14th week of pregnancy. The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has said concluding a nuclear deal with Western powers would expand the possibility for cooperation in different areas, such as regional stability and the fight against terrorism. Tehran and six Western powers have until November the 24th to seal a long-term agreement that would end sanctions on Iran. The army in Sierra Leone has said the country's borders with Liberia and Guinea have been sealed off in a bid to control the spread of Ebola. Troops have been stationed at all crossing points. Television microphones have picked up the British Prime Minister David Cameron saying that Queen Elizabeth was powering down the telephone line when he told her that Scotland had voted against independence from the United Kingdom in last week's referendum. Ben Wright has more.
It's an unwritten rule of the Constitution. Conversations with the monarch should remain private and discreet. But as David Cameron strolled through the Bloomberg building in New York talking to the company's founder, he provided a glimpse of the relief felt by the Prime Minister and the palace when Scotland voted no. Recalling that he had called the Queen to say, "It's all right," Mr. Cameron then seemed to say, "She purred down the line. I've never heard someone so happy." The audio was caught on a TV microphone as a camera followed the pair. Downing Street said it would not be commenting on the suggestion of purring.
Buckingham Palace had made it clear that the Queen would not comment on the question of Scottish independence. BBC News.